You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Well, there's a song we do a lot of times. We do it at funerals. But this song fits real good for folks like me and Brother Leland. As y'all probably hadn't noticed, both of us have a little bit of white hairs in our head. And Brother Johnny doesn't have very... He has a few white hairs up there. Dolores covers hers up, but anyway, this is such a good song. We just want to do it once in a while, and it's called Sweet Beulah Land. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. In Beulah
If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Matthew. If you don't have a Bible, it's going to be kind of hard to do, isn't it? But if you'd like to have one, we'll see that you get one. If you'd like to have a Bible, we're going to turn to quite a few scriptures tonight. I'd like for you to follow with me. Don't take what I say. Take what the Bible says. And so we got some folks that will bring you a Bible. Get your hand up and we'll get it to you. I want to talk to you about tonight that you're going to have to take sides. You can't be neutral in what I'm going to talk about tonight. Got another one over here, guys? Some here? Is that everybody? Okay. Everybody got one? Okay. Are we in good shape? The culture that we're in today is kind of a we go along to get along type thing. It's be tolerant. It's almost as if tolerance is the fruit of the Spirit and intolerance is work of the flesh. I think probably we'd come near having the opposite to be true. But we're having hate crimes that are more serious than just a regular crime. We have some unique way of naming stuff, don't we? Hate crimes. Well, what are the love crimes? I guess my all-time favorite, though, is the unlawful, the unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. I get in my, first time I saw that, I just saw this old boy. I got my mind's eye that here's a guy that hotwired the car, got two blocks down the street, and then went, oh man, I forgot to get authorization. Why can't they just say the dude stole the car? Some of us do jail ministry in here tonight, but they don't call it Decatur County Jail. You know what it is? It's the law enforcement center. Well, if you can't enforce the law there, you're going to have a hard time on Grant Street. Goodness. We've got all of these things, but now you can't say something that against some other religion. Well, you can if it's Christianity. But we've got all this, this tolerance, and then it's, you have to be sincere. If you're just sincere, it's okay, whatever you believe, it doesn't make any difference. Has anybody in here ever been sincerely wrong? Goodness. How many times have we missed? Sincerity is worthless unless it's in the truth. We are dealing with all kind of religion more than never in my life, and I'm by far the oldest one in here. Never in my life I've seen so many religions, and that nobody, I mean, everybody's got one, man. It's, they're like cell phones. Everybody gets one. You know, they've got some kind of religion. I'm going on here. Matthew 12 says this. It's kind of interesting because this is what Jesus said. And people want to talk about Jesus. You know, God is love and it's sweet, Jesus. Notice what he said in Matthew 12, verse 30. By the way, he says this twice. He also says it in Luke 11, 23, you look at either one of them, there are two different times in his life. This one, Christ says this, he that is not with me is against me. He that scattereth not with me, he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Now listen, he said, if you're not with me, we're enemies. If you're not with me, you're against, that there is no neutral ground. It's kind of interesting. Ecclesiastes 8:8 says this, said there's no discharge in that war. You can't just up and quit. You can't even, what he's really talking about, you just can't quit life. You're here. Man, there have been times in my life I wanted to just say, stop the world and let me off here. But you can't quit. I mean, the sun's coming up tomorrow. We're going to be here. So, well, I'll just kill myself. I had a real good friend. These folks in this room had met him. And we played college ball together, and he'd been out of college about 3 or 4 years. And he got jilted by an old gal, and he was just feeling sorry for himself, and he took a .38, put it right here, pulled the trigger, missed. I told him, I said, can't you do anything right? You talk about a miracle. He pulled right there, .38 right there. The bullet deflected somehow and went around right in under his skin. And his skin was puffed up right back here where the bullet was. And they just opened the skin, took the bullet out. How many people you know that have attempted suicide? Let me tell you. Until God's going to let you do it, you ain't going to do it. Hey, God is in control of this game. He said there's no discharge. You just can't up and quit. We are in a warfare. Christianity is like that. This is not something that, we just show up on Sunday, we put a little money in the plate, we keep everybody happy, and we don't do some things and other things we do. We're certainly not. Well, I can't say I've known about as many drug addicts that were started that way by doctors as they were by pusher. And out on our streets, it's amazing that prominent people that would never admit to being drug addicts. Goodness, they're on the south side. Man, we live over here in the high dollar row. We're not on Snyder Street. But they're spending more for drugs and I've known some of those people that had four different doctors in three different towns furnishing them drugs. And they're drug addicts. But not that kind. See, not the low life kind. As if there's some kind of difference in sin. And this war, whatever it is, doesn't make any difference what sin is. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says this. For the weapons of our warfare. Notice, the weapons of our warfare. He didn't say the literature of our Sunday school. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are in a warfare. We're in spiritual warfare. Like I said a while ago, there's no such thing as a spiritual pacifist. You're going to have to take sides. And if you don't take Christ's side, he's going to consider you've taken the other side because he said, he that is not with me is against me. There is no neutral ground. You cannot say, I'm neutral. King's X. Don't bother me. I don't want to get involved. You're involved. It doesn't make any difference. You are in this world and I will both stand in front of Jesus Christ and be judged by him. Now, we may be at the great white throne and after we tell him everything, or you tell him everything, I'm not going to be at that one, that you've done this good, then he looks in the book and said, your name's not here. You don't have a reservation. You can't get in. We're going to all be before him one way or the other. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Why you put armor on for? To parade? That's what most Christians do. And you think they're doing. We used to laugh at guys that would come out of football and when they run down the field, they watched their shadow. They usually weren't there by game day. Hey, this is not parade. This is warfare. We're battling some things here. And then the last thing he said in Ephesians 6 when he talked about that armor and he went through a list of stuff and then he said, having done all, to stand. By the way, there's no armor for your back. If you look at the armor in Ephesians chapter 6, it's for the chest, it's for the thighs, it's for the shins, it's for the feet, it's for the head, it's for the heart. There's nothing for the back. Which means one or two things. You better not cut and run. And number two, your own people may hurt you. Sometimes that happens. Maybe not purposely, maybe purposely. I don't know. But sometimes that happens. 1 Timothy 6:12 said this, fight. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. There's a fight of faith. Well, what I'm trying to get over to you is this is just not a hobby. That Christianity is not just something like we play golf. You can go by the golf course out here and see people this Sunday playing golf. But I would venture to say that not one out of everybody that plays out here next Sunday is a golfer. You know what he is? He's a businessman. He's a banker. He's a salesman. He's a mechanic. He's playing golf like a hobby. That's the way so many of us do church. And we're not doing anything really bad, but we're not doing anything very good either, are we? How long has it been since you talked to somebody about Jesus Christ that was lost? How long has it been that you've talked to somebody about prayer, and how long has it been since you've had one answered? How long has it been since you've read your Bible every day? And I know some of you do that, but most of us don't do it. We turn to it when we got trouble. Most of you know, I've been in some of that trouble. I lost my daughter last week. And I sat and looked at that crowd at that funeral and saw a whole lot of people that did not know Jesus Christ. Now, I saw a lot of people that did. I saw some good Christian people. But I saw folks that come from the job and come from other places that just... And we just presented Jesus Christ. Because Christ is the only answer. The only reason I get to see my daughter again is because of Jesus Christ. Hey. And Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. Folks say, well, I just don't like church. Well, you're going to have a hard time in heaven. Because they're going to sing in heaven. The Bible talks about them doing music in heaven. The Bible talks about them praising God in heaven around the throne and around the altar. They're going to be praising. Well, you ain't going to fit there. You don't like it here. Why would you like it there? See, I know some people that would be totally, and by the way, they are good, reputable people. They've never been on paper. But they wouldn't be happy in heaven. They're going to get talked to Jesus. They don't talk to him now. They don't talk to him then. Think about that. If you were to die and to go to heaven, would you be happy? Is that the type of people you want to be around? Well, then who are you around now? Do you seek out God's people now? Are you, well, they're pretty boring. Well, I can't argue with you about that. But you don't spend as much time in booking with them. A lot less time at the emergency room. Yeah. And paying them fines. Paul, before he died, when he was getting ready to die, he's sitting in a Roman prison. And he said, I've fought a good fight. For so many years, and I apologize for this, I guess for lots of time, I catch myself of getting tired of people getting mad at me because I hurt their feelings. I said, and God knows I just try and tell them the truth. I've said some things about sin, and they didn't like it. That's just not right. But God said that the wages of sin is death. I'm going to get what we've earned, people. God said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we don't want to call it sin. I know I've made some mistakes. I'm not perfect. Well, didn't that astound you? But you know what we are, and here's what we don't ever have to say, but here's what we are. The psalmist said we've all together become filthy. Filthy. Our righteousness is plural. Add them all up. Put them all on the scale. Get them all in the sack. Are as filthy rags. Listen, I mean, three things. Let me tell you real quick. Number one, we're in a war. If you're God's child, we're in a war. There's no backing out of that. We're here. We've just gone through those verses. We are in a warfare. This is, well, by the way, this is real. This is life and death. It's not the Super Bowl. It's eternity. Said, well, we've just crowned the Super Bowl, the greatest football team, but we'll crown another one next year. And we crowned a different one last year. Do it every year. We're talking about eternity. Bible said, it's appointed unto men once to die. You get one try at that. All of us have had a lot of opportunities with God. A lot of us have messed up a lot, and God's taken us back. God still, if you're breathing tonight, you can still go to heaven. If you're breathing tonight, God will still bless you if you will trust Him. But once we die, there's no, man, I'd like to do that over. I wonder how many people would say that. Man, I'd like to have another try at that, Lord. I didn't die too good that first time. I believe I could do that better. That's one thing we don't ever get a second chance at. Jonah got a second chance, third chance, fourth chance. We've all had a bunch of chances, but we won't get a second chance on that. Now, number one, we're in war. Number two, we're in a war for eternity. Turn with into Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereout. Notice that a lot of people are going to hell. Not a minority. Then he said, because straight is the gate, and there is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Many on the road to hell. Few on the road to heaven. And by the way, there's no other place to go. Now, if you think maybe purgatory is an alternative, you can forget it. God never mentions it. He gives two choices right here. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, or broad is the way, that leadeth into life. See, it's God or Satan. There's no other option. It's not God or Allah. It's not God or Buddha. It's not God or anything else. You say, well, I don't believe there is God. Well, I wouldn't tell anybody because the Bible says a fool says that. Yeah. See, anybody that's intellectually honest knows there's a God. But not everybody's intellectually honest. See, if I told you, well, there's something simple up here. Charles, come back up. No. I'll have something simple. Let's just take a key. One key. No moving parts. Suppose I told you this key just happened at my house. I walked in there, it was. It just happened. You believe that? Why? Because you know somebody had to make it, don't you? If something is made, guess what? It's got a maker. You can't get away from that. And you say, Leland, you done that didn't just happen. What are you trying to do? I'm not that dumb. And then we turn right around and look at a man, at a baby, and say that they just evolved somewhere. And yet nobody's ever seen that happen. Nobody's ever caught anybody evolving. Looked like somewhere, somehow, we'd have caught somebody going from a donkey to a man or something. Now, I've seen some men that acted like donkeys, but other part. Yeah. This is right or wrong. It's not a gray area. God is not dealing with tolerance or intolerance. He's not dealing with, let's all be nice. Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. He said, why? If you're not with me, you're against me. If you're not gathering with me, you're scattering abroad. There is no neutral. You say, well, Lord, I don't have anything against you. Yeah, you do if you're not with him. It's something that we cannot be neutral about. Let me also say this. Not only are we in a war, and we're in a war for eternity, but we're in a war that has winners and losers. The way that you read most of the religious stuff, and you could do it on Google or all the rest of them, most of the religious stuff is that we're all headed to the same place. They say, well, it's kind of like Odessa. There's a lot of roads leading into it. Well, we're not going to Odessa. We're going to heaven. And Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say I'm a good way, best way, religious way, nice way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not a truth. The way, the life. That is Christ. Not so, well, that's just your opinion. Not necessarily. That's Christ's words. You don't tell, my opinion most times be wrong, but his was never wrong. Hey. And that's what he said. If you're not with me, you're against me. Well, we just like to be nice. That's wonderful. Be nice when you can be nice. But let me ask you then. You said, well, God is love. If you knew a guy that really loved his wife, he loved his wife more than anything else in the world. And you knew that he was a very powerful person. Would you hit on her? Let's suppose that you knew a man who loved his kids. He just loved his kids like nobody else did. And he was a very powerful man. Would you pick on his kids? Would you try to kidnap one of his kids? Would you try to hurt one of his kids? Would you try to abuse one of his kids? Let me tell you, God, because he is a God of love, is also a God of hate. See, you can't love the flowers without hating the weeds. And God said there'd be a time when this world would hate the good and love the evil. And we're here. We've arrived. And this is where most of us are. We're not all on the same road. We're not all headed to the same place. It's heaven or hell. And I can't emphasize that too much. Because I've been reminded, and all of us here are reminded, and Johnny's probably reminded 2 and 3 times a week, and Brother Doug, when they do funerals. But life is so temporary, and eternity is forever. Oh, listen to me. I beg you. If you're not God's child, I beg you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're not living for Him, I beg you to surrender to Him, because the only place you're going to find any joy and any peace and any happiness is in Jesus Christ. It's in Him. It's not in religion. It's not a set of rules. It's not in regulations. It's not in rituals. But it's in a relationship with Him. Don't go another day without getting on His side. You got to take sides. And by not taking sides, you've just taken a side. He said, if you're not with me, to be with Him takes some action. That's active. And if you don't take that action, He said, you're against me. You're against me. Bow your heads, if you would, please. In a moment, we're going to sing a couple of verses of song. And the reason we're going to do that is to give you an opportunity to trust this Jesus Christ I've been talking to you about. Also, it's to give you an opportunity to maybe you have gotten a long way from Him. And you know what you ought to do. And tonight you just say, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Jesus Christ died for you. And He promised us that if we'd confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, we'd be saved. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to ask you to do that tonight. Believe in the heart. Confess with your mouth. You're here tonight. And if you were to die tonight, if God were to call you home, what home would He call you to? You say, Leland, I've never been saved. I'm not sure, maybe. Would you just slip up your hand so I can pray for you in a moment? I'm not saved. Would you pray for me? I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? Are you here tonight? Also, you hear and you say, I'm a long way. I'm a long way from what I ought to be. Would you pray for me? Is that your testimony? Would you slip your hand up real quick? Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. You're just asking for prayer real quick. Is there one? Yes, sir, I see your hand. Anyone else? Real quickly before we pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, I don't know the words to say, but I just ask that your Holy Spirit may deal with some hearts. Father, maybe some here tonight have got a question. Maybe they might be confused about some things, but they need to come and ask those questions. We'll have somebody to help them here, but Father, help them to come tonight. Don't let them wait. Whatever the situation is, help them to come right now and find some answers in their life. Would you stand, head still bowed, eyes still closed? And as Brother Charles sings, would you come on the very first verse? There'll be somebody here to pray with you. Go to the Bible with you. Would you come right now? I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. Come on. Right now. We won't spend a lot of time, but would you come?
Bitter tears, Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, evermore to roam.
I'm going to ask the musicians to play through one verse. No more singing. Have you done what God wants you to do? You're in a warfare. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you going to take? Will you commit? If you will, come right now as they're playing. This is the last verse. When they finish the verse, the musicians will stop. Come on. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. There's some people praying. But as I promised you, we'd stop on that verse. I hope, I pray, that you've done what God wants you to do. Because you're going to take sides. I want you to be on the right side. I want you to be able to leave this world looking forward to the next one. And that's one thing God's people can do. I thank you for being here tonight. The goodies will be open, refreshment bar will be open. If you'll take your Bibles, that those of you that got them, and put them on that back table, I'd appreciate it. That way.
His name is wonderful.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.